Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is hit by the pitch. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nagel moves to second. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nagel scores. Lodigiani moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Webb reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Grimes goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Latigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lodigiani moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Beckman, and towards Newsom, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Grimes applying the tag. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom catches it and steps on second to double up Heath. Two outs. Odell Hale pinch hits for Oscar Grimes. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Odell Hale now playing second base. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Beckman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball towards left. Heath settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heath. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckman covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Hale, who tags Nagel, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Bill Beckman. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.